this way at this event. So what we tried to do was show that if you ask basic questions in the sugya, that will cause you to come to a lot of deeper havana. Here we go. We'll have a lot of deeper havana in the sugya without even seeing any of the Rishonim and the Achronim. So let's summarize in 3 minutes. And what we're going to do is write it out. Let's summarize in 3 minutes the questions that one can ask in the Minei Ubei, in the Gemara, as it starts out. The Gemara asks, Minani Mili. The Gemara asks, what's the Makar for? From where do we know that there's an inyan of Birches Hanenim? The Tana Rabbanan, so we quote a Brisa, Kodesh Ilun Lashem, Melamed Shetun and Bracha Lefnehem Ulacharehem. From here we learn that there's a requirement of Bracha both before and after you eat. Mikanam Rabbi Akiva, Asal Adam Shiitam Klum Kodem Shiivarech. From here Rabbi Akiva says that there's a prohibition to taste anything before a Bracha. Rabbi Osai, what are some questions that you could ask on these lines of the Gemara? Let's write them out. What we're going to do is on the top over here, we're going to write names of Rishonim and Achronim. For example, Ritva, Rashash. There's going to be more. Eventually, we're not going to fit everybody in. But Ritva, Rashash, Slach. Most of our day is going to be focused in the Ritva, but we will see the approaches of some Achronim. And over here, what we're going to do is write questions. What are questions in Pshat that a person could ask? What's one question that a person could ask on our Gemara? Go ahead. Many of the Talmidim are roaring and ready to go. A.B., go ahead. Rashi explains that what Kodesh Ilula means. Rashi explains that it means to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It happens to be, by the way, in your notes. Since I like to learn with the Talmidim, Abi's Ha'ara is a fascinating Ha'ara. What did Rashi say is the Makar of Kodesh Hilulim? Rashi says, B'netar Avayksiv, U'mashma Shnei Hilulim. What seems to be is that there are two Hilulim. Now, what's the word Halal mean? To praise. So what does it seem from Rashi and the Gemara for that matter? What's the Mechayev of Birchas Hanenin? To praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Later on, we're going to have the Gemara that says that it's usur for a person to have hana before making a bracha. 5 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, usur lo la'adam shi'ehena ba'ala mazeh below bracha. It's prohibited for a person to have hana in this world without making a bracha. What does it seem from the Gemara? That there's an isur. Rabosai, here's the following shayla. Are you over an isur if you don't make a bracha or not? So Rav Soloveitchik wanted to suggest that it depends. Depends if you're going in the first Makar of Kodesh Hilulim or you're going in the second source of Svara, which we're going to discuss in detail. And there are many nafkaminas. I'll just throw out a fun nafkamina. What's the halach in regards to an onen? Onen's pater for mitzvahs, right? Is an onen allowed to eat trey food? The answer is no. If you go from the first Makar of Kodesh Hilulim and you understand as what A.B. sort of pushed me, that direction he pushed me, so then what would you say? You would say that the Chiyuv is what? The Chiyuv of Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chiyuv of Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, if you're learning from the second source, then it could very well be, you could go so far as to say that's Macholos Asuras beforehand. Okay, that's a fair ha'ara. Rav Soloveitchik made this point on this Rashi. The Rashi seems to be saying, that's point number one for today. The Rashi seems to be saying that a bracha is a bircha shevach, but not, here we'll introduce to the other term, not a matir for birchas hanen. Okay, fair point. That was not actually what I was driving at, but your ha'ara is good. What else can you ask in terms, I want you to ask in the words of the Gemara. The words of the Gemara don't seem to add up together. What else could you ask in the words of the Gemara? Yes, Noah?
That the second statement, Rabbi Akiva, Asher Alam Shitim Klum Kolam Yerach.
By the way, what you respond to Rabbi Akiva is not correct. About Asher, it's not a riot.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, then, yeah. He says only Kolam Yerach, whereas before he says Lefen Afan.
Very good. Now I'm going to write this in code.
But Rabbi Akiva says kodem, right? And what did the Braisa say? Lachareha and lefaneha. So question number one that the top all of you should have asked,
and if you didn't ask this question, then you didn't read the Gemara Be'iyun. And that is that on the one hand, Rabbi Akiva says that there is an Iser Latom. On the other hand, when the Gemara was quoting the Braisa had said, Beferish Lefneim Ulachareim. Good, that's an excellent question. What else could you ask? What's another question one could ask? Very good. That was question number. Now notice, by the way, Rabbi Osai, here, if you're getting frustrated in your learning, that you've been learning for a year and you feel like you haven't made progress. So Adam wasn't at Leini Chabur yesterday, but he asked that question on his own. Point is, after a while, after you begin learning for a while, these questions become natural. That's question number two is, why is it that we emphasize Te'ima, according to Rabbi Akiva, as opposed to Achila? Who addressed that specifically, that question?
The Tzlach happens to address that question specifically. But those are questions that when you read the Gemara, those are questions that you should ask. Are we going to jump to the Tzlach? Absolutely not. Most of our Avodah is going to be, the Tzlach is easy. The Ritva is a lot harder, and the Ritva is much more important, okay? So that's question number two. Any other questions? Anything else that we saw in Leini Chabura that I missed just now? These are two good questions. Anything else that one could ask? Yes, Michal?
Why does it say Asur?
Why does it say Asur? Okay.
Saying, meaning the first one's not Mashma Asur. This one.
Right. Especially according, that was what Noah was bothered by. But why do we emphasize over here also the Adam Shiatum Klum Klum Shivarech? Happens to be that in today's shir, I'm not going to necessarily address that. Okay, let's begin and see how Rashi learns and compare Rashi to the Ritva. We're only going to come back to these questions over time. First, we're going to make a good lamda shalaining in Rashi and the Ritva. Let's take a look at Rashi. Yes? Yes, Jack. Very good. That's what I want to read in Rashi. That's what I thought was Jack's point yesterday. So let's go. Let's take a look at Rashi. Kodesh Hilulim, says Rashi. B'netter Rav Aiksiv. By the way, every once in a while I do that. Put words in people's mouth when it serves my purposes. Okay. Kodesh Hilulim. B'netter Rav Aiksiv, says Rashi. U'mashma shnei Hilulim. Ton b'achilasa. It's mashma two praises. Now, by the way, here's Rav Soloveitchik's point. That from here it sounds like that a bracha is a shevach, a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What would the halacha be if someone ate food and he forgot to make a bracha? Do you make a bracha now? If it's a berachas HaShevach, so then in such a case you make a berachas HaShevach afterwards. Maybe even you should make maybe a bracha should even be after you eat the food. But the Gemara seems to say not that way. Okay. But b'di'eved, then most definitely there's room to say if it's a berachas HaShevach. If it's a matir, it's too late. You stole from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you can't make a bracha now. U'mashma shnei ilulim tom b'achila. So kishet tochlenu b'shana ha-reviyas shu mutter b'achila. When you're eating it in the fourth year, it's mutter b'achila. Now, Rabbosai, we had a big diun yesterday in Leini Chabura how to read this Rashi. And I fought it out with the Shana Gimel guys in their Leini Chabura. And I think there's a lot of room still to fight even after today. But it seems to me that Rashi is explaining the Gemara very simply and clearly. The Braisa had said that there's a bracha lefaneh ulachareha. Says Rashi, you need two sources. How do we know that there's a bracha rishona, and how do you know there's a bracha achrona? To which Rashi says there's two hilulim. This is Mefurish in Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah makes this exact point, and it's also clear in the Rivavon. Let's take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah. Don't get farklemp that I didn't assign it in the Marimekomos. You're going to be fine. Don't worry. If I read something inside and you didn't see the Maram HaKomos, it's only because I thought that you'd be able to follow without having done in the Maram HaKomos. Take a look. It's a straightforward Rabbeinu Yonah. Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. Milameh. By the way, if you have a Gemara Menucha, that's amazing. I'm a big, big fan. I wish that I had used one when I was your age. But at the same time, make sure that you have another Gemara as well, because until they do Menucha and Rabbeinu Yonah, they're still going to need Rabbeinu Yonah and so on. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah, Koshim Lashem, Elam Shetunim Bracha Lefana Vulachra, Klomar, Midika Amar Hilulim, Mashma Beis Hilulim, Shaminon Ditzarech Shtei Brachos. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, the Pshat is exactly the way some want to argue is the Pshat in Rashi. The way I described to Jack's fascinating Pshat yesterday, putting the words in his mouth, to Rashi. And that is, the Rabbeinu Yonah says exactly, Jack, that was fantastic. That is that there is a way of reading the Gemara, that the Gemara is developing a source for both Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achrona. Now, Rabosai, I have to apologize to you that most of this is going to be Lahagdil Toru Lahadira. Most of this is not going to play out Halacha Lamaisa. Almost all of these ideas are going to be thrown out. But those people who throw it out don't know what Amelus Batera is. Amelus Batera is to understand the words of Chazal. Even if it's not Halacha Lamaisa, Halacha Lamaisa is very important, but you have to explain every stage of the Gemara. So at this stage of the Gemara, we're learning from two psukim. In fact, the Pnei Yoshua points out that the simple reading of our Gemara is that Bracha Rishona is Doraisa or Drabana. What's the Pashas over here? That's Midoraisa. That's a Midoraisa. Now, we don't Paskin this way. We don't bask in this way. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, the way we're learning for Rashi is that we have a din d'oraisa that says that you need to make a bracha before and you need to make a bracha after. This is the way we're going that Rabbeinu Yonah spells out. Now the Rebav also says this out even more clearly. Take a look on the side of your Rabbeinu Yonah. Kodesh Ilulim, Beneder of Aiksiv, Umashma Shnei Ilulim, Milamed Shaperos Tunim Bracha Lefneim Ulachreim Kishetochleim Vishana Ravias Shehem Mutarim Bachila. You need a bracha beforehand. Now, interestingly, he says, when you eat it in the fourth year, the same as Rashi. But even here, it's more explicit, Manu. It's more explicit than Rashi, because Rashi had said Umashma Shnei Hilulim. The Rebav adds two brachos, afterwards and before. So according to the Rebav, Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Mashmos in Rashi, what we have is the Gemara's Hav Amino Mino Animili Avu State in Torah. Where does it say in the Torah? The only person who was nodding his head was Benny. Avu State in Torah? That's funny. It was a coincidence. Where does it say in the Torah that there's a chiyuv of a bracha lefanel acharea? And the answer is Yosef also. And the answer is Kodesh Ilulim, that there are two makoras for bracha lefanel acharea. Okay? Good, Josh? So far so good? Beautiful. Okay. Now we're ready to compare this to the Ritva. Let's take a look at the Ritva. So you see the structure of how we're learning? We're asking a bunch of questions. We're going to use Yesodos and the Gedolei Achronim, but that's only before. It's only after we cheshbon the pshat according to the Gedolei Arishonim, and then we will come back and see some added points that the Gedolei Achronim make. So let's see the Ritva. Ritva says Minoanim Yili Pirsh Yitzarach Levarich Al Peretz Tana Rabban Kodesh Ulam Lashem. Melamed Shetom Bracha Lefanu V'Lachrov. Pirush. Vaday D'Lachrov D'Nok Alav Dafka. Says Ritva, La'achrov is Lav Dafka. The Gemara is only asking Lefanu. Dehechi Dami. Because what are we talking about? Yid Shivas Haminim
chiyuv bracha lacha reyim miduch tachrina nafgalon. If we're talking about the seven minim, then there's no need for kodesh ilulim miduch siva chalta v'savato v'rachta. Now the magia on the ritva points out that this is beautiful because this is the shita of the ritva who holds is important to know. That the Ritva holds that the bracha on Shiva Saminim, the bracha achron, is daraisa. Some Rishonim are going to disagree. But just like there's a mitzvah of benching, there's also a mitzvah of making a bracha achas mein shalosh on the Shiva Saminim. So the Ritva, the Shitaso, is now backed into a corner. We're going to see everybody's going to be working according to his Shita to be Masbir of the Gemara. The Ritva, according to his Shita, that holds. That a bracha achrona we already know min haTorah. Why? Says in the pasuk v'chalta v'savato v'rachta. So then we need to know what's going to be only with bracha lefanel, because bracha achrona is already a davar pashut. So that's the ritva l'shitaso. So immediately the ritva now has already gone on a different track than the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ribav. And bepashtus, even most significantly, even the pashtus of Rashi. Deichidami either shiva samin chiyu bracha achrayim duch lachrin nachtalam midich siva chalta v'savata v'irachta. The either shar minim, you'll say, but vori nefashos is not part of chalta v'savata v'irachta. So that's optional. Don't teach us in high school, but it's optional. The either the Gemara calls it rishus. All right, the question is, what does the word optional mean? But the Gemara calls it Rishus. V'idishar minil achra v'lo klum. Not only that, the Tanoim even say you don't say anything. So Gemara is bothered. What do you mean you don't say anything? Oh no, the Gemara says, no, that's where her fashos is Rishus. Don't publicize. V'afil man d'omer, the shar minim b'varchin l'acharei b'o nefashos rabos, Rishusu k'demuchel k'mar v'an elvade k'dam rinan. V'lo darshinan hacha tre ilulim. And we don't make a drasha of two ilulim says the Ritva. Elachad hilulu de darshina lebracha. You're only using one hilul lebracha. Ve'idach itzrak lachal yelikdusha sevader achle. And the other has come to tell you the idea of pidyon. V'chein nami mashma darmina la mikanam Rabbi Akiva. Asur la adam shi'itam klum konim shivarech. V'kivan deleka lechad ribuya sviralu de bracha lefanav adifa. He says, number one, it's mashma in the words of Rabbi Akiva. I'm going to open that up to the floor. What does he mean? And this is mashma from the words of Rabbi Akiva. You're going to tell me what he means. And then he says, and since there's only one ribuy, so then it's mistaber that the bracha, it's going for the bracha lefanecha. So first of all, what did the Ritva mean in this line? Clearly the Ritva's cholik on Rashi and the Ribav. Or Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ribav. Clearly he holds that the bracha is not necessary, the Makar is not necessary for Acharei, it's only for Lefanel. And then the Ritva says, and this is clear from the words of Rabbi Akiva. What does the Ritva mean when he says this is clear from the words of Rabbi Akiva? Yes, Benny?
That not only like that it's only on the bracha Rishonim, but also Rashi didn't come on to Chil until the Kashi Gemara.
Go ahead.
The Ritva is bringing out from Rabbi Akiva that he's coming on to Chil right away.
Okay.
You have to be machalo, to eat, you have to be machalo, no?
I think there's something else that he's bringing out. I think there's something else. Yes, Noah?
That Rabbi Akiva only says Lefanel shows that.
Because Rabbi Akiva uses the expression, of Kodem, says the Ritva, we have a Stira. The Ritva was bothered by our question that we read when we read the Gemara Rashi. Rabbosai, this is so important. All the lambda starts with the ripping apart the Gemara Rashi well and not using a lot of fancy svar. So the Ritva is bothered by this kasha. And that is, wait a second. The mission, the Braisa had said, both lachare lefanel. Yet Rabbi Akiva says kodem. So what's the Ritva's answer? Lav dafka, he lav dafkas. But you know, it's very mistaber what he says, even though at first glance it's dachuk. He says, lav dafka when the braisa says, achareha. And then Rabbi Akiva's words are absolutely brilliant. Mikan Amar Rabbi Akiva Sha'asar Litom Kodem Sheyivarech. Rabbi Akiva only learns Bracha Rishona. According to the Ritva, the Gemara is Kasha. Hayotze Midvareinu, according to the Ritva, the Gemara's Kasha is only on Bracha Lefanel. According to Rabbeinu Yonah Ribav, the Gemara's Kasha is on both. Could anybody bring a Raya in Pshat? And this is exactly what the Ritva is saying. Could anybody bring a Raya in Pshat to the Ritva? That the Ritva is right. Now, at first glance, the Ritva said this, just to understand why the Ritva said this. Why did the Ritva say it? Well, the Ritva was backed into a corner. The Ritva could not learn Achareha. Why could he not learn Achareha? Because he holds we already have a Makar in the Torah. V'chalta v'savata v'irachta. Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rivant, maybe not. Maybe they hold. We would keep in mind, this is one of the things to put into the pocket for January time, that Rabbeinu Yonah might hold that the Bracha Achrona is only the Rabbanim. We know that Rabbeinu Yonah, we know that the Ritva disagrees, and he holds a Sheva Minim as Doraisa. So, on the one hand, the Ritva has to say Lav Dafka. Why? Because of his Shita. His Shita that holds that Brach Achron is Doraisa. But what else? What else? Why else is the Ritva's Lav Dafka actually beautiful pshat? And not just the, Lav Dafka, yes, Avram? Oh, very good. So now let's cheshbon out the pshat in the Hemshah for the Gemara. I'm going to say it. Let's take a look in the... I'm going to say what he said. Says, let's continue on in the Gemara. The Gemara says, V'hai kodesh ilulim l'hachi Yehuda asa. Do you need kodesh ilulim for this? You already need it for two separate things. I'm going to read it quickly. Went through this well in the Leini Chabura. Chad, you need one of the Yilulim, Dom Rachman Achal Yevahadar Achle, that you need Pidyon on Netta Revai. V'yidach, Dover Haton Shira Ton Chilul, V'she'en Haton Shira, Ein Ton Chilul. And number two is that Chilul only applies to the vine because that's Yayin, and Yayin is Misameach. Adam, Ukedor Shmuel Bar Nachmein, Rabbi Yonasan, Dom Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmein, Rabbi Yonasan, Minayin She'en Om Shira El Yayin, Shnem Avtom Alem Agef, Menechadalti Esti Roshai, HaMisameach Elohim, V'Anoshim, Im Anoshim Misameach, Elohim B'ma Misameach, Mikan She'en Om Shira El Yayin. So you need those two Mekoros. So we explained then yesterday that the Gemara then follows and asks, Hanicha, it's good, by the way, this Shakletari is hard. I have to say this over to myself many, many, many times. That's why I did Leini Chabur yesterday. Hani chaleman detani neta revai. Oh, if you hold neta revai, Rashi explains that what it means is the following. If you hold the neta revai, that means it applies to all plants. If it applies to all plants, so then you don't have the second point of ein davar tain shira el ala yayin, because it applies to all fruits, which means one of the hilulim is open. Says the Gemara, that's fine. Hanich lemandatani net the revai. Elemandatani kerem revai mayik elemeimar. But according to the mandamar, it says kerem revai, so you need both of the drushas. So then, how do you learn out from hilulim? And now the Gemara spells it out. Itmar rabchi rabshim revi chatani kerem revai chatani net the revai. That's a machlokis. Lemandatani net kerem revai, the Gemara gives an attempted answer. Hanich yalch zereshava. If you learn out the requirement of specifically a vine from Klayim, the Sanya Rebbe Omer, Nemekan Lotzef Lechem Tvaso, V'nemer La'alonu Tvasa Kerem, Ma'lahalon Kerem, just like when it comes to Klayim, the prototype is in a vineyard, Afkan Kerem, so too when it comes to Revai, it's also talking about a vineyard. So then, Yaisa Lechad Hilul, so then you have one leftover Hilul, Libracha, to teach you the Bracha. But the Gemara says, "V'loyal zer shava." But if you don't learn zer shava, bracha minale. But how would you know bracha? Period. Rabbi Osai, could you prove from our Gemara that Lechura the Ritva is right and Rashi is wrong, or Rabbeinu Yonah? Let's call him Rabbeinu Yonah the Rebbe. Could you prove from our Gemara that one is right and one is wrong? Yes, Ben.
Throughout the entire Gemara, Hanichal Madomer, he's assuming that there's a bracha instituted one or two chilul.
Okay, spell out, Ben, more than that. I want you to say it well. I want One day I want you to be teaching me. Go ahead, spell it, say it stronger. Therefore,
bracha was implemented the entire time. And also, b'ilol le'al gzeir shava, bracha minalli. Meaning, we had to have mina bracha the entire time. If you don't le'al gzeir shava, there's no chilul panui for a drasha. That means bracha minalli. Meaning, it's starting off with the status quo that bracha is instituted.
I'm not sure I'm understanding what you're saying. Maybe you and I are driving at different things. Because it wouldn't be the way I would say it. I think you're saying something else. I'm not sure I understand it out of self. You'll explain to me afterwards. Could be I'm not understanding what you're saying. Maybe another idea?
Maybe the fact that the Gemara didn't argue on Rabbi Akiva,
I'm asking, prove to me that the Gemara is bringing a source for bracha lefaneha, and not bracha l'acharel, like the Ritva already said, that we learned from v'chalta v'savata v'erachta. Yes, Josh?
But the Gemara only opens one slot.
Excellent, you said it beautifully. The Gemara only opens one slot. It's the Vancouver ear. The Gemara only... My roots are from Vancouver, so I'm a little biased. One day I'll tell you the story. But the Gemara only opened one slot. What's the one slot that the Gemara... That the Gemara had opened. The one slot that the Gemara had opened, it said you have one hilul. But if you learn like, as I was talking with Manu in the afternoon yesterday, if you learn like, David, you with us? If you learn like Rivavon and Rabbeinu Yonah, so you need two sources, bracha lefanel, ula acharel. So you see, Rabosai, everything works according to the Ritva. You see, everything is mamish mechushban according to the Ritva. What's the cheshbon in the Ritva? The Ritva fits aliba l'shitaso, and he fits beautifully in pshat in the Gemara. And that is, Rabbi Akiva said, we're talking about a bracha lefaneha. We're talking about bracha lefaneha. If we're talking about a bracha lefaneha, so then in such a case, we're not talking about bracha acharel. Mikan am Rabbi Akiva. What is our Mishnah talking about? Keitza mevarchin al haperes is talking about bracha lefaneha. There's no indicator that we're talking about benching at all, or bracha achrona. That will come later on. It said melamish tuna bracha lefnei mul achareim. So you have to do something ma'od achuk, say it's lav dafka. Because it can't be talking about bracha achareim. Two reasons why. Number one, the Ritva holds bracha achareim is doraisa. Number two, when it comes to the Shivas Aminim, and the Mishnah includes the Shivas Aminim, and number two is that the Gemara seems to open up only one slot. That's what Josh was saying. That the Gemara seems to be saying that you're using only one Hilul, and that Hilul, therefore, is being used for one Bracha. Now how's the Ritva going to read the Hemshech HaGemara? Let's continue on. Says the Gemara, V'ilo yal gzer shava bracha minale. Now the Gemara says, V'i nami yalef gzeira shava, even if you're going to say one of the hilulim are open, ashkechon la'acharav. Now the Gemara comes along and says, wait a second. Who says use it lefaneha? Lefanav minayin. Use the pasuk la'acharav. Who told you to use the pasuk beforehand? You're right. Our sugya is only talking about lefaneha. The Rivan and the Rabbeinu Yonah are wrong. There's no source to say that we're talking about l'achareha. There's no source. But then the question is, says the Gemara, your track and your hesber is beautiful. But maybe it's talking about l'acharev and not l'fanav. That's the pshat according to the Ritva. And we're going to see that this is exactly how the Ritva learns. Let's continue on and see that the Ritva then gets into a problem. What's the kasha that the Ritva can now ask on himself? What's the kasha Ritva can now ask on himself? Yes, Aaron?
It says that it's hanicha to the one who learns the Gzeir Shava, which means that that we've opened up the one slot, and then it says, and then it gives us another source, another way to learn the Kav Chomer. So then how does he explain that? I mean, it says to learn, it learns it through the Kav Chomer, means he doesn't learn enough from Kiddush Hilulim.
I'm not up to Kav Chomer yet.
No.
I'm up to Ashkechon L'Achra L'Fanam Minayim. What if you are a Talmud of the Ritva, What should you... And that's what we all are now. We're Talmidim of the Ritva. We're trying to understand how the Ritva read the Sugya. What then should you ask the Ritva? And we're going to see, the Ritva said it. The Ritva himself asked it. What should now the Ritva... You ask if you're the Ritva. Yes, Noah?
What does it mean, Lefan of Minayim?
What does it mean?
Lefan of Minayim.
Right.
It should be Lefan of Minayim because you learn and laugh or you learn from the...
Beautiful. So let's take a look. That's what the Ritva asks. Says the Ritva on himself. He asks on himself. Here the Ritva is explaining pshat in the Gemara, that when the Gemara says that we learn the Gzeira Shava, so then we already know that only applies to a Kerem. If it only applies to a Kerem, so then you don't need Dover Sheton Hilul. Dover Sheton Shira Ton Hilul. So I might look at Gzeira Shava. Ela Ilo Gomer Bracha Minale. Vesu Inami Al Gzeira Shava Ashkel Nachara. What's the Gemara's Kasha? Pirish. Vadai Lo Makshi Lamandatani Netarivai. According to the Mandomer who asks Netarivai, the question doesn't start. Dikivan de bechol midi noagravai, my chazis l'shavilach achrav tvei milafanav. Why would you think, says the Ritva, to use the pasuk l'achrav as opposed to l'fanav? Why would you ever think that? Why would you ever think that? Why would the Ritva not think that? Why would the Ritva say, you, this is just amevin yavin? You don't have to follow this next point. This is in brackets. If you understand that our sugya is only interested in bracha lefanav, like the Ritva is saying, as opposed to Rabbeinu Yonah, so then the Gemara's kasha doesn't make any sense. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Ashkechan, the Gemara asks, Ashkechan la'achra lefanav minayin? No. If we're talking about, if now the address is discussing a makar for bracha lefanea, so you could use it just as well for lefanea. However, if we're talking about, we're not talking about netar revai, but we're talking about kerem revai, so then there's a higher madrega of the bracha achrona. The bracha achrona is a din d'oraisa, so then maybe we'll go b'acharav. Elavadai kushyan, continues the Ritva, and that was in brackets. Elavadai kushyan leman detani kerem revai. But the kash is according to manomer kerem revai. Da ashkechon b'shiva samin in bracha l'achareyem dichsiva chalta v'savato v'erachta. So there we already know that there's a chiyuv d'oraisa. So maybe the source is from Hilulim. Maybe the source is from Hilulim. The Ritva Lishitaso starting point is that if I had to choose, I would choose a bracha lefanel over a bracha lefacharel. The whole shaila of our sugya, that's what the beauty is, that Rabbi Akiva's words is dafka lefanel. If that's so, the Ritva says, so then really it should have been lefanel. The problem is that when we're talking about Kerem Revai, we know there's a Chiyuv D'oraisa L'acharel. If we know there's a Chiyuv D'oraisa L'acharel, so then let's use Hilulim for that Chiyuv D'oraisa. The Ritva L'shitasa, that holds as Shivas Minim, is all D'oraisa. But what's the Kasha now that the Ritva is going to ask on himself? But wait a second, what's the Makar for it? I just got through saying that the Makar for the Brach Achron of the Shivas Minim is V'chalta V'savata V'rachta. Frek the Ritva v'im taimar im kein krod the ilulim lama li lashmi bracha de lachrov. The kerem nami mishevas aminimu. The kerem is one of the shivas aminim. If it's one of the shivas aminim, so then you learn it out from the pasuk of achalta v'savato v'rachta. That's the kasha. Yesh lomar, answers the Ritva, the osa lashmi inon birchas yayin lachrov. The Ritva is backed into a corner. Really, Hilulim should have been used for bracha lefanel, and not for bracha l'acharel. But why are we going for bracha l'acharel? Because we're talking about Kerem Revai. And there we know that Kerem Revai has a did d'oraisa of bracha l'acharel. L'shitaso. And if that's so, so then maybe we should use the pasuk. Maybe that's what the pasuk Lulim is coming to tell us. But he asks on himself, but that's one of the Shiva Saminim. If it's one of the Shiva Saminim, then you learn from the pasuk of Achalta v'savata le'rachta. Yeishlomar da'asla shemi'ina brachas yayin le'acharav. No, the chiddush is the brachas hayayin acharav. The ime asam have a mina dafka anovim de gefen amarachmana. Umistama hainu anovim dum yatein verimo. Kamashal and Kroy Yisera, da fil yay mistama. No. The Gemara's kasha is that we would have thought that it's the pasuk of Ilulim is telling you that yayin also gets a bracha achrona. Maybe only grapes gets a bracha achrona min haTorah, not your wine. Comes the Torah and the Torah says, no, we learned from this pasuk that the chiyuv also is when it comes to wine as well. So this is the way. There's an inami in the Ritva, but this is enough for us to trace the Ritva's mahalach in our sugya. So what will the Gemara then do? The Gemara will answer, Halo Kasha. The Asya b'kal v'chomer. By the way, we have to discuss this kal v'chomer by itself. We'll get there. Kishu sava mevarech. Kishu rav lo kol shekein. No. If you need to make a bracha beforehand, if you need to make a bracha afterwards where you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, certainly when he's rav, when he's hungry, he has to as well. Rabosai, before we continue on comparing the Ritva and the other Rishonim, I want to make one point. An ashkachan, kishu sava mevarech, kishu hurav lo kol shekein. But before we do that, does anybody have any questions of how the Ritva learned the pshat in our sugya? Yes, Avi.
So when he concludes that it was actually for Akhara because of the Yishlom, right?
Right.
So what does he do with the fact that Rabbi Akiva only said Kodem and with the fact that...
Oh, it's beautiful now. Rabbi Akiva is Meduya. We're only talking about Kodem. The Ritva is Lishitaso, and he has to answer everything. Aliba Lishitaso, that everything is talking about Kodem. However, what we're talking about over here in the Gemara's Kasha was maybe you should focus on the Din D'oraisa of La'acharav, because when it comes to Brach Achrona, we know it's a Din D'oraisa. To which the Gemara answers, no. The Gemara is going to say, over here it's different because we would have a Kal V'chomer, Kishu Savavar, Kishu Rav, Lo Kol Shekein. Hence, we're also going to learn the Brach Al Rishona as well. Yes, Adam. I'm sorry. If there are any more questions, Rabbos, I'm here in the afternoon and after Mincha. There's just a certain amount that I want to get done in every shir. Yes, Anna.
The Mitzvah starts off by saying, La'achrav cannot be teaching anything. You can't be learning a bracha achrona.
Right.
And over here he says, but you couldn't.
Where?
Over here, by Yain.
Right, so that's it.
So we should have said, why didn't you say the beginning? Oh, we can use it for Yain.
No, so I was Masbir. According to the Ritva, that's my point in this box. According to the Ritva, the Iker question of the Gemara is only Lefanel. That's what the Gemara is bothered by. That's the subject of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about Lefanel. Now, if your Makar is only something that at first glance should go Lacharel, then you've got a bad Makar. To which he needs to answer, Kishu Sava Mevarech, Kishu Rav, Lo Kol Shekein. Now, Rabosai, by the way, let me just throw in some... You know what? Maybe I should leave it. I want you to think about... David, stand up. I want you to think about the following. I want you to think about which side of Birchas Hanenin as a Shevach, or Birchas Hanenin as a Birchas Hamatir, fits in better to the idea Kishu Sava Mevar Kishu Rav Lo Kol Shekein. I want you to think about through both of those prisms, and Mirza Shem will get back to it. My radar tells me best thing is to stay in this Nekuda Mshat. Now, if the Ritva was difficult, you could see the Ritva's almost exact shita in the Me'iri, smooth. In general, the Me'iri is so smooth and beautiful. I wanted you to struggle with the Ritva, with the ups and downs and the kashas and this and that. But take a look at the Me'iri, and the Me'iri really brings out this shita of the Ritva. It's similar in pshat, but there are nafkaminas between the Me'iri and the Ritva. Let's see the Me'iri. It's straightforward. The Me'iri is always a mechaya. Let's take a look. This is like, do you guys mind looking on with each other? Do you have Do you have one to look on with each other? For those who don't have a kovetz, maybe... Here, Noah, if you don't have a kovetz, look on with me. Okay. Is there a Me'iri in the back at all? Is there Me'iri in the back? No Me'iri in the back?
Me'iri.
We have time. Good. Okay, you'll listen to me. The Me'iri is Mavish cuts. No, this is Achronim. I need Rishonim. Thank you very much. You take a look. The Me'iri says, by the way, Rav Osai, I'll always do this. I'll always add things in the middle of Shir. I apologize. That's just the nature of the beast. Most of the time, it's not the primary Makoros, but here, I just want to show you that this Mahalach of the Ritva is Mefurish in the Me'iri. Look, by the way, look how the Me'iri's language, look how he starts. Le'inyin Be'er Sugyazu Mivul Belas, the Yad Mefarshim. This sugya is very confusing in the Mefarshim. And he says, Vanit Sarach Le'arech B'Purusha, and I need to elaborate on its pshat. Derech Tzarahu, and he actually does an amazing job. V'hu She'kvar B'Yanush Mishnah Senu Lo Asku El Bracha Shelefanel, which I'm arguing is really where the Ritva is coming from. Our Mishnah is talking about Bracha Lefanel. I, the Brisa, said La'acharetz Lav Dafka. U'kvar B'Yanu Ba'Shenu El Midirei Sofrim, and we also explained that it's only Midrabanan. U'mikol Makom Husavur Achshav. This point of the Pnei Yoshua, you don't even need the Pnei Yoshua. The Me'iri himself says, at this stage, the Gemara thinks it's Doraisa. The Gemara is struggling on a level of Doraisa. Vishoal ba mino ani mili. And it's already indicated in the words of mino ani mili. From where do we know in the Torah? Klo marshi etzarach levarach lefanav. Now, if it was an adin derabanan, the Gemara generally doesn't ask the question mino ani mili when we're only talking about a derabanan. But rather, it's a daraisa. Klomar sheyeh tzarech levarach lefanav b'kol shu nenu minim haTorah. V'adover yudua shelo matzinu b'Torah chiyuv bracha lehedya. And it's known that we don't have the chiyuv of bracha min haTorah. El l'shiv asamin v'achareo k'siv parshas v'yekev ki Hashem l'kach mivecha l'eretz haTova. Eretz chitu sa'orek gefen se'en of Rimon. What a special land, Eretz Yisrael. Eretz zei shemen u'devash. V'achalta v'savata u'verachta. Habracha lefanel. So we ask, there's no source. V'lo chokar achshav klal al bracha l'acharel shel shar minim. And we're not interested at all on the bracha l'acharel. Not the way that I had assumed Jack was learning beautiful pshat in Rashi. No, has nothing to do with bracha l'acharel. Share loaskur Mishna Seinu. Vafal Bisham Mikra Zeshe Braisa Ratzlama Ilulim. Amru. Milame Shaton Brachla Funavacharov. Agavorche Nachid. It's just they mention Agavorche. It's a little bit difficult. We say the language of the Tanoim are precise. Umitok Loshin Mum Shemora al Ribui. Vein Lefarchimishum Brachla Acharov the Shima Minim Namra. And now we add something fascinating. And don't think that we're talking about the Bracha L'acharel of the Shivas Minim. Sha're ba'orla nemra. We're talking about orla. Shehi al-kol ha-minim, which applies to all minims. The Me'iri points out beautifully. He says, Revai, at least when we're talking about Neter Revai, is shayach for all minim. So therefore he's docha, the Ritva's assumption that we could have a hava mina that we're talking about the Shivas Haminim. Here, Vahamevin Yavin, this is only a Mevin Yavin point, the Ritva and the Me'iri part ways. Up until now, the Ritva and the Me'iri are the same approach. Yet over here, and the way we were Masbir the Gemara, yet the Me'iri says, there's no Hav Amina, we're only talking about Shivas Haminim. Because we're talking about Revai, that's coming off of Arla. And Arla is shayach for all minim. So too, when it comes to Revai, we're talking about all minim. If that's so, then we're not talking about Dafka Shivas Aminim. If that's so then we're talking, the Gemara's Hav Amina is to find the Bracha Lefanea Min HaTorah. Rabosai, is this going to stand? Absolutely not. This is not going to stand at all. In the end,
there's going to be no makar from Hilulim. In the end, what's the source of the Gemara for Birchas Hanenu, which we're going to soak and soak and soak? The Gemara is Svara. Svaru. In fact, Tosis is even bothered. Dibra Masel Ketza Nevarchin. Tosis is even bothered. Lo Shaykh Lahakshis Tanahecha Koi Diktani Ketza Kidipark Reish Michilton Mishundacha Svaru Levarech. Says Tosvos, here we don't ask where's the Tana coming from. Everybody knows where the Tana is coming from. Why is it that everybody knows where the Tana is coming from? Because everybody knows you need to make a bracha. When it comes to Kriya Shema in the beginning of the Masechta, so then the Tana could ask, oh, why all of a sudden are we bringing up the times of Kriya Shema? Where did this come from altogether? Different times for reading Kriya Shema? Where does that come from at all? But when it comes to Bracha Rishona, says Tosfos, there we don't even ask Tana Mehecha Kai, because that's a Darer Pashut, that's a Svara. Lanias Daiti, the Ritva, and the Meiri are being cholik on this line of Tosfos. They're saying, absolutely not. There's absolutely no source for Bracha Lefanel. And when the Gemara asks Minan Imili, he'll have to answer Tana Mehecha Koi Vameven Yoven in a different way. When the Gemara is asking Minan Imili, Gemara is saying, where does this come from? A Chiyuv Doraisa? Where would you ever get a Chiyuv Minat Torah at all? So the Ritva's starting point is very, very different than Tosfos. According to Tosfos, the Svara, that it's Aser Lehenos Ma'olam Azeh Below Bracha, already exists in the Hava Amina. Already exists in the Hava Amina. However, we're asking what is the source for it in the Torah. However, according to the Ritva and the Meiri, no. The Gemara's starting point is that's a Doraisa, and we don't know of any source. Who's closer to the Shita of Tosfos over here? Take a look at the Hemsheikh of the Rivivan. Let's take a look. Says the Rivav. There's a Rivavon and there's a Rivav. This is the Rivav, excuse me. Let's continue on with this Rivav that we started with. Kodesh Ilulim, Benet the Revaiksiv, Umashma Shne Ilulim, Melame Shaperos Tunim Brach Lefneim Lacharem, Kishatoklam Bishan Revi Hashem Mutar Lachia. Vikashel Yakose, ask the Rivav, but I'm bothered. By the way, the Gemara in Bava Kama on Daf Mem Vav says that if you have a Svara, then you don't need a Pasul. Svara u Lamalikra. If it's a Svara, you don't need a Pasul. Ask the Rivav, why do you even need a Pasul at all? It's a Svara, everybody knows. Asar la'adam lehenos polam azeh b'lo bracha, asks the Rivav. That's a Dara Pasul. He says, no, that this is just an asmachta. When the Gemara said, the Gemara is using these psukim as asmachta. Now, I'm not convinced that this is the only way to read the Rebav, but it seems to me that what the Rebav is saying is the following. When our Gemara is asking Minan Emili, the Gemara is not necessarily assuming it's a Din Doraisa. Like the Ritva was assuming. Like the Meiri assumes. Like we're going to see the Tzlach assumes. Or Pnei Yoshua assumes. We'll get to Tzlach in a second. But rather, what is he assuming? No! What is the Asmachta, Minan Emili? What's the source in the Torah that we see this idea? Like Tosis had said, we're aware of the Svarahu beforehand. According to the Ritva, the Mahalach is entirely different. L'may nafkamina, Rabosai? It's a nafkamina in Pshat. Nafkaminas and Halacha, maybe we'll get to later on. We will. But the nafkaminas in Pshat are awesome. And that is this Gemara going to be rejected? Is Hilulim going to be rejected? Or is Hilulim on some level going to be accepted? According to the Ritva, Hilulim will be accepted. The Svara is the Svara. The Makara Asmachta might be Hilulim or might be something else, but maybe even Hilulim might be the Asmachta. According to the Ritva, no. The Ritva starting with his whole shita that it's not talking at all about Acharav. It's only talking about Lefanav, which starts from his own Havana, which starts from a diuk in the Lashon of Rabbi Akiva, from Osir Kodem Shiyitam. According to the Ritva, the Gemara is really, really starting out and asking a din daraisa minani mili. From where do we know it? The Ritva takes it so seriously that anytime he has another pasuk, he says, wait a second. Why don't you use this pasuk? Why don't you use that pasuk? The Ritva's starting point is that it's daraisa. Meiri's starting point is that it is daraisa. According to the Rivav and according to Rabbeinu Yonah, the Gemara was asking for la'acharea as well. Wait a second, the Gemara was asking la'acharea. Asks the Ritva, but la'acharea's a nothing. La'acharea's lav klumu. Don't teach us, don't say it over in high school. La'acharea's lav klum. So la'acharea's lav klum. So what's going on? So how is the Rivav and Rabbeinu Yonah going to respond, Rabbosai? How are they going to respond? How are they going to respond, Michal? It's an asmachta. Hence we have, I don't know how many layers of machlokas we have over here. Somebody has to do a good chazor shir to cheshbon out all the layers. But we did, Be'ezer Hashem, present it clearly. But how many layers of machlokas? There's got to be three or four layers of machlokas over here. And the most primary one is that the Ritva is asking Mino Animili on a level Daraisa. According to the Rivav, ultimately the Gemara is aware of the Svara, like Tosis had said in Dibra Maskel Ketzad. We're aware of the Svara. And if we're aware of the Svara, then it could very well be like the Rivav says, it's only an Asmachta. If that's so, that the Ritva learns that we're asking Mamish on a level of Daraisa, he takes it so seriously. So he says, wait a second. La'acharav already has psukim. So he says, La'acharav is lav dafka. According to the Rivav, is Acharav lav dafka? Absolutely not. Acharav is not lav dafka. Beautiful. No, Rabosai, Be'ezer Hashem, this is the Hezber of how to read the Shakla V'tari according to the Gemara. Yemir Tzai Hashem, when you become a Rosh Koilo, and you say Chabur and a Koilo, there's only a certain amount that we could do Shana Bet, Shana Gimel. You say in a serious kolo that's going through the sugyas from the beginning until the end, so what you need to do is to cheshbon how the Rivav is going to answer the pshat problem that we said that the Ritva has. Why? What about the extra hilulim? You only have one hilul. So what are you going to do about the acharav? Okay, maybe what we're about to say is going to get involved with it. But this, in terms of framing the sugya Be'ezer Hashem, this is the first... The first step, I have Talmidim who are already big, Baruch Hashem, bigger Talmid Chacham than me. So, Michal's brother, and I just met Gavriel Singer. So, Mirza Hashem, they're learning for many years. So, they'll answer these questions. But for basic pshat, in terms of Havana and the Mineu Bey, this is the Havana Mineu Bey. Now, Nafkaminas la Halacha. Let's wait. The most important nafkaminas right now are nafkaminas and pshat. How do you read the Gemara? You see that there are radically different ways of reading Gemara. So let's start outlining these things, and then let's go on and we'll do the Rashash and the Slach as well. Okay, so according to the Ritva, we have that Acharel is lav dafka. Now why, according to the Ritva, did the Gemara say Ti'ima? Why did the Gemara say dafka Ti'ima according to the Ritva? Can anybody answer that question? Why, according to Ritva, that was our other question, Shah. Why did the Gemara say, Us lavim litam? Yes, Manu?
We're only talking about Lefanav, and Tima, you can only speak about by Lefanav.
Right. If we're talking about only Lefanav, so then Tima is Usr. Tima is Usr if it's Lefanav. Let's now add.
I don't think I answered
it. It doesn't answer out of itself. I agree. It's not entirely a teretz. You're right, Adam. I accept. Let's add now, according to Meiri and Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rebav. By the way, we found that the Meiri is very similar to the Ritva, right? The Rebav and Rabbeinu Yonah. So now, how are they going to learn? They're going to learn that the Gemara is talking about both Lefaneha and Ulachareha.
And what for them is going to become lav dafka? Rabbi Akiva is just talking about one of two things. For Rabbi Akiva, mi beis dvarim. Rabbi Akiva is just talking about one of two things. Rabbi Akiva is only talking about one of two things. That's how the Rebbe and Rabbi Yonah are going to learn. What's the difference between the two? Is it Doraisa? Is the Gemara Shaila talking on a level of Doraisa? Or is the Gemara Shaila talking on a level of the Rabbanim? Now let's take a look and see another totally different Mahalach in our Sugya. These Mahalachim are going to be easier. The hardest was the Ritva, because we tried to cheshbin every single word in the Ritva ad asof, how he read the entire Gemara. I'm not going to do the same thing with the Achronim, but you should know the Achronim is basic Mahalachim as well. The Rashash, says an entirely different Mahalach. It's a brilliant Mahalach. But once you have good pshat in the Ritva, we understand why the Ritva said it his way and not the Rashash's way. Nearly, to Rabbi Akiva l'shitasa l'kamam b'mishnah, da'filu achal shlak mevarech acharav gimel brachos. Says the Rashash, you know why we chose Rabbi Akiva? Because Rabbi Akiva holds the sphere leva chalta v'savata koya kol minei achilu. Rabbi Akiva's shita is that you bench on vegetable soup. You bench on vegetable soup. V'im kein bracha d'lachareyem nilmad misham. You don't need hilulim to teach you bracha achrona, because that is already learned from v'chalta v'savata. U'mikan ein tzarech l'lmod bracha bracha d'lefaneyem. And for that reason, you only need one hilul. What do you see? You see the Rashash is asking the same question that the Ritva will ask. This is Amiv and Yavin, but you guys could follow this. The Rashash is asking the same question that the Ritva and the Meiri will ask to the Rebav and Rabbeinu Yonah. And that is, how do you have two extra psukim? You only have one extra pasuk. You only have one hilul. Which means what Jack started me off with in Laining Chabura is exactly what one could ask on the Rebav. And I said to you, that's what someone has to say, and Koilo is going to have to say Chabura in that. By the way, it's not only Koilo. You have guys who are learning at very, very high levels who are professionals as well. Don't be medayik in my Lashon at all. One day, that's a question that you need to address. You only have one hilul that's open, not both. Says the Rashash, beautiful. Says the Rashash, that's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is talking about only Kodem. Because Achareha is already Doraisa. How do we know Achareha is Doraisa? Beautiful, it's Rabbi Akiva Lishitasai. Rabbi Akiva who holds that you, every time you make a bracha rishona, if it satiates, you get a bracha achrona. So then in such a case, we don't need v'chalta v'savata at all. You don't need v'chalta v'savata at all. I'm sorry, you don't need hilulim for that at all. You already have v'chalta v'savata. Hence, it was dafka Rabbi Akiva that said it. Mikan omer Rabbi Akiva asal adam litom. From here, Rabbi Akiva taught his halacha that it's prohibited. Because Rabbi Akiva has this pasuk mufne, because he was bothered by the pshat problem that might be part of what compels the Ritva to say what he says, and that is that we're only talking about Lefanel and not Acharel. So the Rashash is very similar to the Ritva. His starting point is the same, that we're only talking about Kodem. We're only talking about a bracha lifanel. We're not talking about a bracha la'achareha. Why? Why? Use it for a bracha la'achareha, which ultimately the Gemara is going to ask, Ashkechan la'acharav, but at this stage the Gemara is talking about lifanel. The answer is beautiful, Rabbi Akiva l'shitasa. Answer is beautiful, Rabbi Akiva l'shitasa. Ramevin Yavin, the Ritva does not learn this pshat. The Ritva didn't know Rabbi Akiva l'shitasa. It's only Achronim that are so smart.
The answer is that the Ritva doesn't hold this way. Because the Ritva wants our sugya to work aliva de hilchasa. And what does the Ritva hold as daraisa? Only shiva saminim. So the Ritva already cheshbin the Rashash. The Rashash is the one they teach in high school. They don't teach the Ritva, because the Ritva is hard. Got a cheshbin every single day. In high school, they teach the Rashash. Why? It's Gishmak. Rabbi Akiva Lushitasa works beautifully. You know, the Rebbe could schmooze most of the time, and then give them some fun thing at the end. So the Rashash works fine if you're not being held down la halacha. But the Ritva is trying to cheshbon the shita al pish the sugya al pish shitaso. So if he's trying to cheshbon the sugya al pish shitaso, so then it's not going to work to say it's Rabbi Akiva Lushitasa. Hence, he needs a much more convoluted pshat. Now, sometimes the emes is much more complicated than the fun pshat. The emes, you need to cheshbon everything out, and that's what the Ritva does beautifully. Finally, we have the tzlach's point. The tzlach understands. So, what's going to emerge is we're going to have four different mahalchim in our sugya: the Meiri of the Ritva versus Ritva and Rabbeinu Yonah. That, from my mind, is the most important. And the different layers of that machlokas. And then we're going to have sharp points being made by the Achronim, by the Rashash and Tzlach, and we explained why the Ritva is not going to learn like the Rashash, and we also explained why Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rivav don't want to learn like them, because they want to hold on to the Pasuk with the Svara. They're already trying to hold on to say that the Minoani Mili is already going on with the awareness that it's only the Rabbanan. Hence, they're not going to have to make the la'acharav lavdafka. So there are advantages and disadvantages. What we might see is how the Gedolei Torah, each one of them, read the sugi. Rabbi Osei, be honest with me. How many of the Talmidim want me not to overload, to stop now, leave the tzlach for tomorrow? And how many Talmidim, I think it might be split amongst years, but how many Talmidim want me to continue on tzlach? How many people want to stop? Please be honest. To tell me you want to stop is as much as telling me that you've that you're learning well. How many times do you want me to stop now? Raise your hand high. Right. If Usher is saying it, then it's a riot. Even the older guys. We're going to continue. Well, I'll give you more marathons. Don't worry. You'll always have enough. So we'll stop over here with the... I'll take a couple of questions. We'll have the Dvar Halacha. I'm trying to keep by this. I know it's Rav Yaakov is a little pessimistic. I'm actually going to be able to do it. To actually stop myself, but I'm determined to show. I'm determined to show. So we'll stop. We'll stop over here. Thank you for stopping me, Usher. So that's another day that I prove Rav Yaakov wrong. So we'll do the Dvar Halacha in about 4 minutes. I'll take your questions. Can someone pass my towel and fill it over there? Yeah, go ahead.
Why did Hashem have to say Kodesh? He's only saying Rabbi Kibbutz Shita Sayyid. He's only saying Rabbi Akiva holds by the Achad.
No, but then the sugya is only talking about Kodesh.
Why?
Because then we don't need Hilulim. We use that. Rabbi Akiva understands Vachalta v'Savata. He says v'Savata applies to everything.
Well, of course, Rabbi Akiva is forced to talk about one. He can't talk about two. But if they have Achrim, it still checks out.
It checks out. No, but when the Gemara says... When the Gemara said, here, when the Braisa said like this, the Braisa said, Tarabon Milamid Shkini Bracha Lefnei Macharein. That's, Milamid is talking about Yilulim. Milamid Shkini Bracha Lefnei Macharein. That's talking about Yilulim.
Then Rabbi Kiva is the Shita saying, he's forced, well, why is he Kasha? He has the same Kasha as everyone else. And Rabbi Kiva is overall the same. No, that's only Rabbi Kiva is the Shita. That's what Rabbi Akiva said. He's forced to say it.
But the word Hilulim is not what Rabbi Akiva Thank you.
Jenny, you're building a second level.